Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Modi stresses importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on India-China border during meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. China assures of addressing India's requirement of fertilizers and rare earths. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reaches Moscow on 3-day official visit to Russia. United States to no longer provide free weapons or financial aid to Ukraine, ready to hold one-on-one talks with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in any format, says President Zelensky. Torrential rains trigger deadly floods and landslides across Pakistan. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on the India-China border and reiterated India's commitment to a fair, reasonable, and mutually acceptable resolution of the boundary question. Mr. Modi received Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi this evening. Mr. Yi handed over a message and invitation from Chinese President Xi Jinping to the Prime Minister for the Shanghai Cooperation Organization or SCO summit being held in Tianjin. Prime Minister Modi thanked President Xi for the invitation to the SCO summit and conveyed his acceptance. Earlier in the day, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval and Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi held the 24th round of Special Representatives Dialogue on the boundary question between the two countries in New Delhi. In his opening remarks, Mr. Doval said the situation along the border has improved over the past 9 months and has remained peaceful and quiet.
There has been an upward trend. Borders have been quiet. There have been peace and tranquility. Our bilateral engagements have been more substantial. And we are most grateful to our leaders who in Kazan in October last were able to set a new trend. And we have profited a lot since then. The new environment that has been created has helped us.
Chinese Foreign Minister emphasized that the setbacks that the two countries experienced in the past few years were not in the interest of the people of both the sides.
Any side attaches great importance to the Prime Minister's visit to China to attend the SCO summit at our invitation. We believe that Indian side will also make your contribution to a successful summit in Tianjin. History and reality proves once again that a healthy and stable China-India relationship serves the fundamental and long-term interests of both of our countries.
The Chinese Foreign Minister arrived in New Delhi yesterday on a 2-day official visit to India. Soon after arriving, Mr. Yi held bilateral talks with External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar. Sources said that during the meeting, Chinese Foreign Minister assured Dr. Jaishankar that China is addressing India's needs of fertilizers, rare earths, and tunnel boring machines. During the meeting, Indian side strongly raised the issue of terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Our correspondent has filed this report.
During the discussions, External Affairs Minister underlined India's concerns with regard to the mega dam construction being undertaken by China in the lower reaches of Brahmaputra River, which will have implications for lower riparian states. The need for utmost transparency in this regard was strongly underlined. The Chinese side raised the issue of Taiwan. The Indian side pointed out that like the rest of the world, India had a relationship with Taiwan that focuses on economic, technological and cultural ties and that this would continue. The Indian side noted that China cooperates with Taiwan in these very domains. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Moscow this evening on a 3-day official visit to Russia. He will co-chair the 26th session of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Trade, Economic, Scientific, Technological and Cultural Cooperation tomorrow. During the visit, the External Affairs Minister will also meet Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and review the bilateral agenda and share perspectives on regional and global issues. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to World News. The United States has said it will no longer provide free weapons or financial aid to Ukraine. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said this in an interview with a television channel. Mr. Rubio said that the U.S. will now sell arms to Ukraine, with European countries covering the cost through NATO. He emphasized a shift towards pursuing an end to the conflict, including discussions on territorial concessions.
Yeah, there are a number of countries that are willing to step forward and provide Ukraine security guarantees. But as the Ukrainians have said to us, and I think have said publicly, you know, the strongest security guarantee they can come up with their future is to have a strong military moving forward. And that's the other dynamic that's changed. We're no longer giving Ukraine weapons. We're no longer giving Ukraine money. We are now selling them weapons, and European countries are paying for it through NATO. They are using NATO to buy the weapons and transfer them to Ukraine. That's another big change from the way this war was approached just a few, you know, just under the Biden administration, for example.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said he is ready to hold one-on-one talks with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in any type of format without preconditions to end the war. Mr. Zelensky made the comments to reporters following talks with U.S. President Donald Trump and European leaders at the White House yesterday. During her meeting with U.S. President, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen repeated calls for the return of Ukrainian children taken by Russia.
We are here to work together with you on a just and lasting peace for Ukraine. Stop the killing. This is really our common interest. And indeed, it's very good to hear that we're working on the security guarantees, Article 5 light security guarantees, so important. But I want to thank you also that you mentioned the thousands of Ukrainian children that have been abducted. And as a mother and grandmother, every single child has to go back to its family. This should be one of our main priorities also in these negotiations.
Meanwhile, in a related development, U.S. President Donald Trump held a telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin today on the Ukraine conflict. On the other hand, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov confirmed that U.S. President has received a formal invitation to visit Moscow. In Pakistan, torrential monsoon rains have triggered deadly floods and landslides across the country, killing at least 657 people and injuring nearly 1,000 since late June. Yesterday alone, over 400 deaths were reported in regions like Swat, Buner, Gilgit, Baltistan, and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir. Several Christian readers in Pakistan staged a sit-in protest in Faisalabad district over the government's failure to provide justice for the victims of the riots that took place on the 16th of August 2023 in Jaranwala city, which erupted over allegations of blasphemy. Addressing the protesters, Minority Rights Movement Chief Lala Robin Daniel and other Christian leaders said that even after 2 years of riots, none of the accused have been sentenced by the Faisalabad Anti-Terrorism Court. In 16th Asian Shooting Championship, Rashmika Sehgal has won gold in junior women's air pistol, clinching India's third individual yellow medal on day two of the competition at Shamkent in Kazakhstan. Earlier in the day, Manu Bhakkar bagged the bronze medal in the women's 10-meter air pistol final to finish third. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses importance of maintaining peace and tranquility on India-China border during meeting with Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi in New Delhi. China assures of addressing India's requirement of fertilizers and rare earths. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reaches Moscow on 3-day official visit to Russia. United States to no longer provide free weapons or financial aid to Ukraine, ready to hold one-on-one talks with Russia's President Vladimir Putin in any format, says President Volodymyr Zelensky. And torrential rains trigger deadly floods and landslides across Pakistan. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.